This is Brian Curtis with the KHSU Magazine. And I'm very excited to have with me on the phone physician, activist, organizer, and 2016 presidential candidate, Dr. Jill Stein. Dr. Stein, are you there?
I am indeed. Great to be with you, Brian.
Oh, great to have you. And we're speaking today because a week from today, you will be actually coming to Humboldt County to give a talk. Have you been
indeed
to Humboldt before?
I have. I was there, let's see, I'm trying to recall whether it was the 2016 campaign or the 2012. They kind of blend together in my mind, but I have certainly been there and have been, forever impressed and uplifted by the energy and the inspiration of this trailblazing campus.
Well, Humboldt seems pretty impressed with you as well. You did quite well here in the 2016 election. And you're coming this time to talk about community organizing and the importance in the time of our new president. Would you like to go into a little bit about what you might be talking about?
Sure. We see so many things in a state of crisis, really. The immigrant ban, the deportations, the border wall, the assault on our climate, the unraveling of regulations protecting our climate, the revival of pipelines, the increases in the military budget, you name it. It can be quite overwhelming. But it's really important, I think, to know that the numbers are in the resistance. The resistance is alive and well. And the vision that Humboldt State University and Humboldt County, for that matter, has represented is really where the future is. And in the words of Alice Walker, the biggest way people give up power is by not knowing we have it to start with. In fact, we have it. The predatory political system may have delivered up quite a crisis in this last election because of the corruption in our democracy, but it shouldn't be mistaken for public support and public will. And, you know, I'm coming really to put our heads together, to envision what the future needs to look like and how we're going to get there. And it's really important to remember that the number of people who are locked in student loan debt alone is enough to transform any election and to basically win any election, from a local office right up through president, if we actually do the work of standing up, standing together, and reaching out for an America and a world that works for all of us.
Let's talk for a second, if we may, about local offices. One of the criticisms that was lodged against the Green Party in this and also in previous presidential cycles is that there's not a lot of nationwide visibility for the party in between presidential campaigns, and you're sometimes viewed as almost like spoilers to just sort of show up at the last minute and court some of the progressives away from the Democrat vote that they might otherwise make. Are you guys making plans to run more candidates in local and state elections coming up?
So, you know, first let me just say what's taken as the Greens not showing up is actually the corporate media propaganda campaign to make invisible the resistance. Because we are, above all, a grassroots party. We have run actually thousands of candidates at the local level, and more than 1,000 have won over the past decade or two of the Green Party's life. And part of the reason to run at the national level is because when you are actually a bona fide candidate for president, they find it harder to completely disappear you. So what I'm doing now is essentially the follow-up that we always do to our presidential races, where we go to the grassroots and build that support. You may recall that Arcata itself was one of the very first city councils to have a Green Party majority. And this is what we have done all across the country and have led the charge for really transformative policies at the local level. A case in point being Richmond, California, where Gail McLaughlin was mayor, a Green mayor for 8 years until she termed out, doing really innovative things, reducing police violence, supporting the development of local businesses, reining in the Chevron refinery, which was extremely dangerous, exploded, sending thousands of people to the hospital, in fact, and they helped clean it up, increased the corporate taxes so that the refinery wouldn't simply be a danger to the community, but would actually be contributing to the community as well. They even used eminent domain, which is usually used against everyday people and homeowners. They used that to basically turn it on its head and to hold banks accountable and to stop homeowners from losing their homes. So Greens have been doing great stuff. And, you know, what we find is that it's the corporate media that we really need to overcome. In fact, what Greens are doing is not spoiling the election, but actually healing a political system which has been spoiled beyond redemption. The two major political parties are now both minority parties. After the Democratic National Committee now just elected, once again, its establishment candidate. So many people are really hurting for another voice and another choice. And the spoiler problem, one last point here, is that the spoiler problem is really a trap that is perpetuated by the establishment parties. Even the state of California just passed a solution called ranked choice voting, which lets you go to the polls, and instead of voting for one person, you can rank your choices. So you can vote for someone who represents your values, even if they're an underdog. And what it does is, if your first choice loses, your vote is automatically reassigned to your second choice. So there is none of this having to vote your fears rather than your values. Because when people go to the polls and the main question in their mind is, who do I hate the most and who do I fear the most, which was unfortunately what was in the minds of most people when they went to the polls, according to public opinion surveys, that is not what democracy needs. Democracy needs us to stand up and lead the way forward with our values so that we can forget the lesser evil and start fighting for the greater good like our lives depend on it, because, in fact, they do.
Hear, hear. I'm curious if after, what came to light about the DNC in regards to their involvement with sort of dictating the outcome, in a sense, of the presidential race for the Democratic position, and now their election of Tom Perez as the chair for the coming session, that seems to be causing a big break with the progressive base. Are you finding that a lot of progressives are in turn making their way to the fold of the Green Party?
They are indeed. And even though the Green Party was, kept below the radar in this election, and I'll just mention, 75% of people, according to polls, were screaming for open debates. These were the two most disliked and untrusted candidates from the major parties in our history, and people were clamoring for other choices, and the corporate media gave billions in coverage to the two major party candidates, but essentially did a whiteout on our campaign, on the Green Party campaign, which is what people were screaming for. So people have been really hungry for other options, for a politics of integrity. And even in this election, despite having this blackout on our campaign, we tripled our vote over the last election. And in the aftermath of the campaign, we are seeing so many new party chapters, so many new candidates, so many new donors, volunteers, so much energy coming into the party. I understand that in Humboldt County itself, there's been a real revival of the Green Party. And people can go to humboldtgreens.org. to find out more and to connect with your local party. And, you know, come to the talk on March 8th at the Humboldt State University and find out more.
Dr. Jill Stein, thank you so much. I'm going to give the information for that talk right now for those interested to attend. It is going to be Wednesday, March 8th at 7 p.m. Admission is free, but you have to reserve tickets because space is limited, and you can do so at the Center Arts desk at centerarts.humboldt.edu/online or by calling 826-3928. Dr. Jill Stein, thank you so much for joining me, and thank you for coming back to Humboldt.
I'm really looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Brian. Great talking.
Likewise. We look forward to having you.
Bye-bye.